Young people have taken up vaping in a big way. They're attracted to the flavors, the equipment, and just the sheer look of it. But nicotine is still involved, and many young people are getting hooked. Health Canada calls it a crisis and is visiting schools across the country to encourage students to consider the consequences of vaping. Kevin Cody is the executive director of the Newfoundland and Labrador Alliance for the Control of Tobacco. He joins me live in studio. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Patty.
What are we telling students about vaping? Because at this moment in time, they look to it as a safe alternative to smoking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They do think it's perfectly safe, and unfortunately some parents agree with that or think that too, because I guess the information is not out there. Our task now is to try to get that information out there. The bottom line is that the vaping devices are very attractive to young people, and we know many are using them from junior high up, not realizing, unfortunately, that nicotine is involved. And nicotine is very addictive. It only takes a couple of times using it, maybe, to be addicted in many cases. And it can be an addiction for life. Obviously, it can carry over to the point that you'll begin to use regular smoking tobacco. And that's a huge concern. We're finding now studies are starting to come out indicating that the smoking rates are bumping upwards. And the thinking is that it's connected to the increase in vaping and the addiction process. So very, very, very concerning. And we have a lot of work to do to try to get the education out there.
Health Canada calls it a crisis, but here we have, even in, say, cigarettes, they plane down the cartons themselves and put the warnings on the labels and hid the colorful displays behind nondescript covers or cupboards or whatever the case may be. What are we even telling young people about vaping when they buy the package? I've seen them in the stores. There's not much in the way of a warning associated with it.
No, it's not there yet. Our government has tried to regulate the vaping the same as the cigarettes. Federal government, unfortunately, is not there yet. Consultations end tomorrow, putting in submissions to Health Canada to suggest what they need to do. I think, they need to move very quickly and get these things shut down in terms of access to youth and advertising to youth. You know, it's been advertised to youth right now. It's available to youth. The flavors are a huge problem because that's the attraction for the young people. We totally agree that the vaping product may help an adult who's trying to quit smoking. Just as a nicotine patch can help an adult. So that's another story. But there is no room for young people to be using these, and there's no room for the industries to be marketing them with watermelon flavor, strawberry, candy flavors, basically. Totally attractive to young people and, very, very, very bad situation.
Yeah, it's reckless. How common is the usage, and is it growing?
Oh, it's growing. It's doubled in the last year across the country. Our rates right now from 7 to 12, the latest study we've had, suggests that 37% of our grade 7s to 12s are using or have used e-cigarettes. It may even be more than that, but that's the study right now, and 37% is just huge. I've heard of stories where parents believe, hey, listen, the e-cigarette is fine for my teenager because it's, they won't smoke. Well, it's not fine, because I think what the parents miss here is that there's nicotine. The e-juice, includes nicotine. Nicotine is the most addictive product out there. So parents have to get the message. Teachers have to get some information that they can pass on to students. We have to try to reach the students. It's going to take some time. We're behind on this. Just as years ago we fell behind on regular tobacco use and then realized, oh my God, we've been duped here. We've really been duped. I mean, there's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Well, I think right now young people are being duped again. There's no such thing as a perfectly safe vaping device.
So you're taking the information to the schools. There's an interactive map and an interactive maze that I think is going to make its way to some 9 schools in the province. How are students reacting? Do they feel they're being preached to, or are they getting an eye-opener?
Well, Health Canada is doing that particular tour, and we just decided to get in there and introduce ourselves also and help Health Canada organize it. I was at a school yesterday and spoke to some students, and obviously some of the interviews have come out since, and as the students are saying, honestly, they're not sure this will make a difference, but it's a first step. They need to be educated. I spoke to one young student yesterday who indicated she's been using the device for a couple of years and sees no issue and loves the tricks that she can do with the vapor that's coming out. Nicotine, when nicotine was raised, no, I don't think so. Yes, absolutely. And you may already be into a situation where you've used it to the point that you probably may not be able to lay it down. But they're not seeing that. They're not believing that. They're not admitting that.
The bellows of vapor are just truly remarkable. Yep. Kevin, this is important work. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Kevin Cody, Executive Director of the Newfoundland Labrador Alliance for the Control of Tobacco.